Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. If I die, my soul be lost. Nobody's fault but mine. I've got a Bible in my home. Yes, I've got a Bible in my home. If I don't read it, and my soul be lost, nobody's fault but mine. Oh, my mother taught me how to pray. My mother taught me how to pray. If I don't pray and my soul be lost, nobody's fault but mine. Oh, nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. If I die and my soul be lost, nobody's fault but mine.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
finally come out and told me you don't want me around. You say you're tired of me, baby. Can't be seen with no clown. You say you got a new man set to take my place. Had the disrespect to flaunt it in my face. Now you come and tell me. Oh, that was way back when. You think you might do better if I would take you back again. I'll take you back. Yeah, I'll take you back. When rattlesnakes have knees and money grows on trees, I'll take you back. No problem. Whatever your little heart desires, I mean little, all you had to do was say, and I'd have come up with it, baby. Some old kind of way. But I guess with some people, kind ain't no way to be. You took my kindness for weakness, honey. Walked all over me. Now you come and tell me you might have made a mistake. You're hoping and praying that it's not too late. I'll take you back. Ooh, I'll take you back. When rats learn how to fly and winos don't get high, I'll take you back. Yeah, no problem, no problem. Thank you. So peace be with you, honey. Good luck and happiness. No hard feelings, baby. I wish you only the best. But believe me when I tell you, and remember when I say, best not hold your breath, girl. Waiting for the day I'll take you back. Yeah, I'll take you back. When the sun refuses to shine and murder ain't a crime, I'll take you back. Sure, baby. It's been my intention, always. Been my intention. I have firmly intended to take you back. And I will. Just not at this particular point in time. No, I'll take you back, baby, when no means yes and more means less. When ice is hot and fire is not. When water ain't wet and Congress pays off the national debt, I'll take you back, honey. I'll take you back, girl. When James Brown ain't funky and King Kong ain't a monkey, I'll take you back. Take you back, honey. When people in the rest of the country learn how to feel a burn, I'll take you back. No, I'll take you back, girl. When the Democrats sweep the South and Donald Trump shuts his mouth, I'll take you back. I got it written down here somewhere, really. I got it written down. Here it says, take the bitch back. I know. Let me look in the calendar. No. Nope. No. No. Look in 2049. No, I can't. I got a haircut that day. I can't. The 12th of never would be good for me. Well, I'll tell you what, we could do it like they do it in L.A. You have your people call my people. We'll see how far that shit gets you. Now, I'll take you back, baby. I will. When your mama's too tired to talk and the dead get up and walk, I'll take you back. I'll tell you what, I'll take you back. When the preachers on TV start sending cash to me, I'll take you back. You can come on home if you can wait that long. Tell you although it nearly breaks my heart. When you wake tomorrow morning, we'll be many miles apart. Don't the road look rough and rocky? Don't the sea look wide and deep? Don't my baby look the sweetest? In my arms to see. Can't you hear the night birds crying far across the deep blue sea? When you're thinking of another, won't you sometimes think of me? Don't the road look rough and rocky? Don't the sea look wide and kiss before I leave you. Just one kiss before we part. Oh, darling, you have brought me problems. Oh, darling, you have broke my heart. Don't look rough and rocky. Don't the sea look wide and deep? Don't my baby look the sweetest when she's in my arms asleep? The sea look wide and deep. Don't my baby look the sweetest when she's in my arms asleep. This is such a beautiful place to play. This is my third time here. The first time I was here all alone, all by my lonesome. And the second time I was here with David Hidalgo and Larry Campbell. And this time I get to bring my favorite musicians anywhere with me. This is my quintet and people I love, love, love playing with. The only shame is that we can't have those curtains open, but it would ruin the sound. So I guess they're wise. But have you guys seen it with those curtains open? Lord, that's great. Makes me want to sing a sea shanty. Fortunately, I don't know any. We're in luck. Let's play Cat on a Cane.
Thank you.
we were talking downstairs about doing a tune that we haven't done just us before. I mean, sometimes we perform with horn players and backup singers, and we do it then. But we'll try it tonight, just us. This song is called Nobody's. The word doesn't occur in the song. It was a bar down in the village. People used to dress up like famous people. It was bizarre. No live music, lines around the block on a weekend. People think they really saw Janis Joplin until they saw four or five of them. One week later, I saw her. Wearing her face in a strange disguise. She carried the smile that they taught her. But she gives it away at the edge of her eyes. Didn't I see the sunshine through the rain before? She's crying and she knows it. She's crying and she shows it on the outside now.
On the outside now.
Whatever happened to the girl that was? Did she go inside? Because it's cold out here. Sooner or later, she told me, David, I'm in love again, but truly this time. There's nothing at home left to hold me. The city's just great, and the world treats me fine. And didn't she think that I'd heard that old refrain before? She's lying, and she knows it. She's lying, and she shows it on the outside now. Whatever happened to the girl that was? Did she go inside? Because it's cold out here. So many men have deceived her. Others will come and she'll take what she can. She hides the hurt as they leave her. And then she takes everything that her system can stand. Didn't she think that I had seen someone in pain before? She's dying, and she knows it. She's dying, and she shows it on the outside now. Whatever happened to the girl that was? Did she go inside? Because it's cold out here. Pretty women, child, I wish you could see mine. You can talk about pretty women, but boy, you ought to see mine. Now when that woman gets a moving, she bring eyesight to the blind. Her daddy must have been a millionaire, all you can tell by the way she walks. Daddy must have been a millionaire. You can tell by the way she walks. And when that girl gets to moving, the deaf and mute begin to talk. I remember one Friday evening we were stretched out across the bed. Dying man next door quit dying, lifted up his head and said, "Yeah, she's good looking. And the whole state knows she's fine." And when that woman get to moving, she bring eyesight to the blind. Yes, she does. remember one Friday evening we was stretched out across the bed. The dying man next door quit dying, lifted up his head and said, yep, she's good looking, and the whole state knows she's fine. And when that woman gets a moving, she brings eyesight to the blind. I just hope you're having as much fun as I am. I just thought of another one. I should explain. Should I explain how this all works? Okay. There's no set list. I've never had a set list. And I don't, I'll take requests, I just won't perform them. Because I start to think of what comes next. And if you shout out shit at me, then I get all confused, and it screws up the whole show. But the tunes that I pick, I try and think of ones that we haven't played in ages.
And I thought of one.
You want to play, I think, mandolin.
Okay.
You can decide for yourself after we start it. Come, all you young fellas, so young and so fine. Boys, and seek not your fortune in a dark, dreary mind. Cause it'll form as a habit and seep in your soul. Until the veins of your blood run as black as the coal. Because it's dark as a dungeon and it's damp as the dew. The dangers are double and the pleasures are few. Where the rain never falls, the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. Many a young man I've seen in my day who's lived just to labor his whole life away. With his dope, a drunkard his wine. A man must have lust for the lure of the mind. Because it's dark as a dungeon and it's damp as the dew. The dangers are double and the pleasures are few. Where the rain never falls, the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. Thank you. and the ages shall roll. My poor body will blacken and turn into coal. Then I'll look from the door of my heavenly home, and I'll pity the miner digging my bones, because it's dark as a dungeon and it's damp as a tomb. The dangers are double and the pleasures are few. Where the rain never falls, the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. You know, it takes some guts sometimes to sing those political things in I'll Take You Back. I played in Chattanooga, Tennessee once, and I was making up some of those. When Elmo ain't a puppet and Bush ain't Cheney's puppet, something like that. You know, I got this nasty letter, I'll never come to one of your shows. But we're not down in Tennessee, and I guess I can let my freak flag fly. I know what we'll play. Where are the men I used to sport with? And what has become of my beautiful town? Wolf, my old friend, even you don't know me. This must be the end. My house has tumbled down. My land was rich, but I wouldn't work it. I guess I made a shrew of my wife. My duty clear, I could always find a way to shirk it. I dreamed away the best years of my life. You know, it seemed like only this morning I went up into the mountains. No word of warning, just your usual curse. I hated the house with all her nagging and shouting. But to be in this strange world is a thousand times worse. Where are the men that I used to sport with? What has become of my beautiful town? Both my old friends, even you don't know me. This must be the end. My house has tumbled down. You know that little man called me by name, and he bought me that cheaply. He called me by name. I didn't know what to think. I watched their loud game, and oh, I drank deeply. Though no one had even offered me a drink. And you know that stolen liquor, it was sweeter than whiskey. And many times quicker to put me to sleep. But drinking with strangers can be very risky. My sleep, it was long. It was 20 years deep. Where are the men that I used to sport with? What has become of my beautiful town? Woke my old friend. Even you don't know me. This must be the end. My house has tumbled down. You guys figure out what the song is about? See, I was raised in Tarrytown, New York, right next to Irvington. It's where the legend of Sleepy Hollow took place, is Tarrytown. So all of Washington Irving's books were part of my growing up. And in trying to describe to somebody what it felt like to come off the road after a long time, the best I could ever do was to say, you feel like Rip Van Winkle. So I went and I studied up on Rip Van Winkle. Wolf was his dog, you know. Nobody ever told him to climb those mountains. He should have been working his farm, but he never did. His kids were in rags. He'd help his neighbors. He just wouldn't do his own work. No wonder his wife was a shrew. Anybody would have been a shrew married to that. And nobody offered him a drink, you know. He snuck it when nobody was looking. I did a concert in my hometown. Actually, now I do them every year, but the first time I was there, I sang this tune. And they thought it was about the town. And it's not. Sometimes I feel like I'm singing about the country, though. Not that I fell asleep or anything, but sometimes it seems like this is not the country I was raised in. It's hard for me to believe in a country where they believe in torture, where you have people running for president talking about excluding people because of their religion, not letting them in the country. Talking about executing the families of terrorists. I can't believe that. I better shut up. Where are the men I used to sport with? And what has become of my beautiful town? Wolf, my old friend, even you don't know me. This must be the end. My house has tumbled down. Since we haven't played here since we finished our album together, we did a CD together called Only Slightly Mad. And thank you, Mom, Dad. Are there people here tonight who had no idea what they were going to see? Confusing, isn't it? What the hell is he? Is he country? Is he blues? Is he a... I'm Mr. Miscellaneous, I guess. Have been for a very long time. I stopped playing for 22 years, so I wasn't for that period. But my albums have always been as crazy as the show, maybe crazier. And the most recent one is the craziest of all. You know, the record companies never knew. Well, the record stores... children, there used to be places you could go and buy, look through records and buy them. And maybe there are people here old enough to remember where you could go into a little booth and play some of a record. So, forget it. So they never knew what bin to put me in. What the hell is he? It was commercial suicide to do that, but I always figured that if what I did became popular, I had a corner on the market. So, I mean, we have some of my CDs here, a whole bunch of them, and some T-shirts and some DVDs, and Mark Cosgrove playing the guitar and mandolin, he brought some of his CDs. Nate Grower, who's playing the fiddle and mandolin and guitar, he brought some of Nate Grower's CDs. Butch Amiot and I have been playing together for more than 35 years, so he doesn't have to bring shit. Our drummer, Josh Kineski, brought a whole bunch of CDs, but they're not his in any way whatsoever. So this album that we all did together, and it's called Only Slightly Mad, and it's from the most off-the-wall tune on the recording. I've done tunes with every kind of Dixieland, bluegrass, but this line, Only Slightly Mad, comes from a song on there that's an old English drinking song that I wrote. I did. I couldn't understand why, but I did. And so we'll play it for you. And this has the added virtue of Josh Kineski singing on it.
I am the strongest man alive.
That might sound like idle boasting, but I have no need to lie.
I have lived through plagues and tempests, not another soul survived. I am the strongest man alive.
I have carried burdens heavier than human tongue can tell.
I've traveled distances untold, been forth and back through hell. I've endured the very worst that man or nature could provide. I am the strongest man alive.
And I've fought many battles, though I have not won them all.
It's a miracle this bruised and battered body breathes at all. They say a cat has 9 lives. Well, I've lived through 4 or 5. I am the strongest man alive.
And I've cheated death 1,000 times, that foul and greedy thief.
But I've buried many comrades, which has brought me endless grief. I alone live on while all around my friends and loved ones die. I am the strongest man alive. It's that mental anguish that's the worst in all the pain I've had. Where other men have gone insane, I'm only slightly mad. And still I bleed, I breathe, I weep through times I wish to die. I am the strongest man alive. Although I am Earth's strongest man, I'm not immune to death. There's a motive for each motion, a purpose for each breath. For without your true and lasting love, I would not, could not survive. Although I am the strongest man alive. Trying to play some harmonics there, and my brain short-circuited at the end of the solo. Okay. I'm not the strongest man alive. I'm not. I'm not even the best guitar player in the band. I'd like to get the best guitar player in the band to play a guitar solo. It's Mark Cosby.
So there's a little catch, I guess. It has to be good. You guys having any fun?
Yeah.
We're out on a run here that is just the routing is spectacular. We have these, like, you know, 2-hour drives and stuff, and get to the hotel before the show and take a nap. And I mean, you guys don't need a nap, but we often do. Anyway, I'd love to play something for you. It gives the guys a chance to they go backstage and do what they do back there, which I don't know what they do, but when they come back out here, they're always in a better mood. So whatever it is, it must be medicinal. Forgive my voice. I'm sorry I have a getting over a little of the crud here. But I'm going to flat pick a tune for you, and I'd like to dedicate this to one of my heroes, Mr. Doc Watson. He left us a couple years ago. I'd also like to send this out to Betsy and Barbara Day, wherever they are. Thank you so much. I hope that was all right.
You like that flat picking crap? All right, we'll do a triple tune.
Triple flat pick.
Thank you. I think I'll play you one that I may have played in this building before. But most of you weren't at those shows, were you? You were. Yeah, and you were, yeah. And she was. Okay. Well, I'm going to do it anyway. This is a Leroy Carr tune. Leroy Carr, and not Robert Johnson. Leroy Carr was the best-selling blues singer of the 30s. And his tunes were great. And the records always said Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell. Leroy played piano, and Scrapper played guitar. And Leroy died young from drinking. He had a lot of songs about drinking. But Scrapper didn't, and he put out a record in the 60s in which he said that the songs were written by his, Scrapper's, sister. And I would have liked to have met her because they're my favorite lyrics. So I'll play you my favorite Leroy Carr tune. Long toward the break of day, in a wee midnight hour, long toward the break of day, oh, when the blues creep upon you and carry your mind away. Time like that, I get to thinking of days of long ago. Time like that, I get to thinking of days of long ago. And that sweet girl I used to love, I don't see no more. You know, I lay in my bed and I could not go to sleep. I lay in my bed and could not go to sleep. With my heart in sorrow and my mind was sinking deep. I'm gonna play it on my piano. I've been so worried, and I've been so confused. Lately, I've been so worried, I've been so confused.
I guess that's the reason why I've got these midnight hours of blues. Never hit 17. You play against the dealer because you know the odds won't ride with you. And never leave your woman alone with friends around to steal her. Years are gambled and lost like summer wages. So we'll keep rolling on till we get to Vancouver, and the woman I love is living there. It's been 6 long months or more since I've seen her. Maybe gambled and lost like summer wages. And in all the beer parlors all day, the dreams of the seasons spill down on the floor. All the big stands of timber are ready for falling, and the hustlers sitting watchfully as they wait there at the door. So I'll work on those towboats in my slippery city shoes, which I swore I would never do again. Through the great fog-bound straits, where the cedars stand watching, I'll be far off and gone like summer wages. Because they're all that I'll take with me. Now I've gambled and lost my summer wages. Boys never hit 17. When you play play against the dealer, because you know the odds won't ride with you. And never leave your woman alone. The so-called friends around to steal her. Years are gambled and lost like summer wages. Always by my side, sleeping in those narrow beds, them we drive. Drinking in those greasy bars, keeping out of sight, sleeping in that cold back seat, then we drive. Goddamn road seemed like it just went on forever. Exhaust fumes made our eyes turn red and swell. With our clothes stuck to the seats and to our bodies, it was a stinking summer trip through southern hell. And eating carbonated junk, churning up inside, all soaked service station junk. To start the fight, quiet, half hid crying, then we ride. You know, a man can grow to hate those grubby little one horse towns with the seamy movie houses long closed down. Nowhere to go from here but up or down the road. And there's nothing over there but the same goddamn town. Another sour coffee cup, one more piece of cardboard pie, buy a toothbrush and a change of clothes, and we'll ride.
they grow.
Little girl, you ain't the best thing this child ever had. It won't take long, or baby, till you feel your bed. I know you maybe half an hour. It won't take long, mama, till you feel your bed. But you're gonna be walking those streets a long, old, lonesome time before you find a man like me to curl your toes and roll your eyes back in your hair. Break my heart. give me that stuff about how he ain't half the man that I am, cause little girl, you should have known that from the start. Hey, don't talk about it, cause I don't want to hear your lie. And turn on the waterworks. I refuse to stand here and watch you cry. And one more thing, get your tongue out of my mouth, because I'm kissing you goodbye. Yeah.